I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
The 49ers are currently the only team in the NFL without a defensive coordinator. So it's not necessarily a situation where they need to act quickly. They've got plenty of time, but at the same time, Shanahan has typically had all of his coaching hires done prior to the combine, which does start next week in Indianapolis. So you'd have to think that the announcement is coming soon. In fact, Tim Kawakami of The Athletic tweeted out yesterday that he didn't have any intel, but certainly felt like an announcement was coming soon. So just wanted to talk through that a little bit. And then also the other big talking point for 49ers land or in 49ers land is Brandon Ayuk. We touched on it last episode, but just wanted to talk a little bit more, not just about Brandon Ayuk, but kind of the roster situation the 49ers find themselves in and what we could either expect or maybe look for in the coming weeks for free agency, the draft, and things of that nature. But I wanted to start with the defensive coordinator situation. In fact, I tweeted out earlier today, there's still, for me, there's two questions that still linger when it comes to this defensive coordinator hiring. In his conference call and in subsequent media availability, Shanahan did mention that they are looking both internally and externally. And to me, the two questions that linger for me in terms of who would it be with the internal candidates is if Kyle Shanahan was comfortable with any of the internal candidates that he's looking at currently, why weren't any of those candidates hired last year? Why was Wilkes the hire? Because you look at the internal candidates and it seems like most talking heads, most beat reporters have mentioned really four names on the current 49ers defensive coaching staff. And that is safeties coach Daniel Bullocks, linebackers coach Johnny Holland, defensive line coach Chris Kocurek, and then passing game specialist Daniel Sorensen. Now, Sorensen is the only one of the group that has any experience as a defensive play caller. He had spent, I believe, one season with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But Daniel Bullocks has been in San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan since Shanahan started, so 7 years. And the same with Johnny Holland. And then Chris Kocurek has been here for the past 6 years. If any of those candidates were viable, if you will, for Kyle Shanahan, they were still here last year prior to hiring Wilkes. So, one, why weren't any of those candidates hired over Wilkes? And then two, if you were comfortable with them as a defensive play caller, it would have made a lot of sense to make a change at defensive coordinator after the Vikings debacle during the bye for the 49ers, because it was evident from that point forward that this relationship with the 49ers and Steve Wilkes, Kyle Shanahan and Steve Wilkes, it was frayed. Shanahan threw Wilkes under the bus for the zero blitz at the end of the first half, and rightfully so. It was a terrible call, but again, really made it a point to kind of throw Wilkes under the bus. And then continue to talk about, well, maybe he needs to come down from the booth, right? Wilkes said, hey, I'm more comfortable calling plays from the booth. Kyle Shanahan says, hey, we're more comfortable with our defensive coordinator on the sideline. And they didn't make a change. Wilkes came down to the sideline the first game back from the bye. They absolutely put it on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And it felt like, okay, well, maybe this is the change that was needed. And then obviously, as we saw from about the Arizona Cardinals game on, the defense did not look like it was championship caliber as it has in the past. And it led to the firing of Steve Wilkes at the end of the season after a brutal Super Bowl loss. I am not one that puts that loss on the defense. I thought the defense actually played very well. But there are also people out there who said they heard from sources that Kyle Shanahan himself had a large role in crafting that defensive game plan. And if that's the case, then obviously this wasn't going to end any other way than with Wilkes being removed. So,
hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Those two questions linger for me, and just the fact that it has taken the amount of time that it has. I mean, you think about when Robert Saleh was hired as the Jets head coach. It was, I didn't look, but I would venture to say days later that it was reported that DeMeco Ryans was being elevated. It was obvious that Shanahan was ready to elevate him, and granted, he knew that Saleh was probably going to be leaving for a head coach, so he probably had more time to think about it. But at the same time, with the way that things went with Steve Wilkes, I would imagine that Kyle Shanahan was probably thinking, this guy might not make it, you know, after the end of the season, unless we win a Super Bowl. But you have to think that he still, you know, was thinking, right? Thinking about it and thinking about his options. And so those questions, right? Why wasn't one of these internal candidates hired instead of Wilkes? Why wasn't one of these internal candidates promoted and Wilkes let go at the bye when it really felt evident that things weren't working the way that Shanahan wanted? I think those are two important questions to ask. And then the length of time that it has taken to make this announcement for defensive coordinator, all those to me point to this being an outside hire. And so then you start thinking about, well, who are the outside candidates? And, you know, I mentioned one that I think is I don't want to say a likely hire, but one that I think is definitely one of the leaders in the clubhouse, if you will. And that's Brandon Staley, former defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams and then former head coach of the LA Chargers. And I talked about it on our last episode. You know, you just look at the guy across the sideline coaching the defense for the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl, Steve Spagnuolo. C. Spagnuolo was an absolute abject disaster as a head coach in St. Louis. His defenses were disasters in St. Louis, even though he was the defensive play caller, very similar to Brandon Staley. And while Steve Spagnuolo had more experience than Brandon Staley prior to becoming a head coach, it was only one extra season. He was the Giants defensive coordinator for two seasons, and then the Rams hired him as head coach. And then the Rams fired him. He went back to the Giants, and then, you know, he ended up on Kansas City, and now he is the only coordinator in NFL history with four Super Bowls. Brandon Staley had one season as a defensive play caller in the NFL. He's done it at the college level as well, so he does have that experience. He was the defensive coordinator for Sean McVay, who is a close friend and peer of Kyle Shanahan. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe they also share the same agent, which is another connection that I think is important to point out, because a lot of these guys that share agents also end up being on staff together. Mike McDaniel has the same agent as Kyle Shanahan. Sean McVay has the same agent as Kyle Shanahan. His name is Richmond Flowers. So I think Brandon Staley is a choice that I wouldn't be surprised about. There are quite a few people who think that the amount of time that is taken is indicative of Kyle Shanahan trying to convince Bill Belichick to take the job. But again, I don't know that Bill Belichick would do that. But on the previous episode, I said one of the things that I don't want is someone like Bill Belichick or Mike Vrabel, because those two candidates are going to get a head coaching job as soon as next season. And now you're finding another defensive coordinator.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.